Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
All right. Sam Murray says, I was surprised by the election results in Poland and their new prime minister. What comments do you have?
None. I'm still sulking over that one. Tusk. I hate Tusk. I despise Tusk. And look, you know, the polls are only have themselves to blame for this one. They really do. Law and Justice won two back-to-back landslide elections. They're a great conservative nationalist populist party. Mateusz Morawiecki was an excellent prime minister. Andrzej Duda, well, he's still the president. Andrzej Duda is, they still have a conservative president, but he's more a ceremonial role. The prime minister is the one who has the power. But, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, they went full anti-Russian with the invasion at the end of February of 2021. They went, or 2022, right? They became so Russophobic, and they were making statements like, you know, no, let's go, let's fight them. Let's let NATO, come on over with Poland. We'll go in and we'll invade Russia. I mean, they were making some pretty dumb statements, and then they ended up breaking their relationship with Ukraine in the end. So it seems to me that Ukraine, in a way comparable to how COVID, you could say, probably broke the Trump presidency. I mean, we all know it was a corrupt election, but he would have won re-election, in a Reagan-like landslide with the way things were going pre-COVID. I mean, we were energy independent. There was a sense of, you know, the unemployment rate among blacks was lowest we've ever seen. Unemployment rate among manufacturing workers was the lowest we had ever seen. It was just awesome. We were really at the center of the world in many ways, economically, politically. I mean, he was doing deals even with China. I mean, it was impressive stuff. So if there were an analogy, in a manner comparable to the way COVID took out the Trump presidency, Ukraine took out the Law and Justice Party in Poland. Keep in mind, they still won. They won the most amount of seats, but it wasn't an outright majority like they did twice before. And so that gives, just like what we saw in Spain, you know, that gives the left the opportunity, particularly with EU backing, to form their own majority government. So, yep. So they got Tusk, and he's going to open up their borders. And he's going to bring in all these, you know, lifestyle values, you know, alternative lifestyle values, celebratory laws. And I have a feeling polls will push back because they are very, very conservative people. So they'll have their 2 years of this nonsense and maybe more, but they'll push back and they'll push back hard. And so I think you'll see Law and Justice Party come back, plus even more right wing parties. But in many ways, I think they were their own worst enemy.
Anita Degorski says, Dr. Turley, do you think that the Biden gang is trying to take the focus away from their hidden motives by creating crisis after crisis to use people's emotions?
But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. Oh, sure. Yeah, no, they do that. There's all kinds of ways they do it. One of the ways is projection. So they project onto others the very sins that they commit. It's considered a kind of Freudian therapy or something. They know what they're doing is evil, but because they're so narcissistic, they can't be the ones who are punished for that evil. So they have to project their evil doing onto others and then punish them. So you just look at what they're saying to Trump. Trump is going to be a dictator. Have you seen anything more dictatorial? Have you seen anybody engage in more tyrannical practice than the Biden administration Democrats in general? I mean, come on. Did we not live through COVID? For heaven's sakes, I mean, and the mandates and the like, the very people says, my body, my choice, said, it's your body and you have no choice. So yes, they do try to hide. What they generally do, because FDR created the strongest political coalition that the nation had seen during a time of crisis, both domestic and international. It lasted in perpetuity. It lasted all. It's still going on in many respects. The FDR coalition, certainly just living on in Washington, D.C. and in our major institutions. It really got enshrined in law in the 1960s, particularly with the Civil Rights Acts. Not that I'm opposed to Civil Rights Acts per se. What I'm opposed to is the kind of ideology that makes liberalism the most sacred thing imaginable. And so a way of looking at that is, you know, we could all be, say we use ethnocentrism as an example. We can all be rah-rah ethnocentric. We actually can. Just look at how people get married. Most people marry within their own race. Okay, we are naturally most comfortable with people like ourselves, ethnically speaking, language, custom, you know, common heritage, what have you. But the moment my ethnocentric government starts engaging in ethnic cleansing, I think I have a responsibility to say, look, I might be all for, you know, celebrating ethnic identity and ethnocentricity, but that can't be an excuse to start hurting other good things, right? It's you know, in the classical sense of things, the most important skills to develop for an educated person was wisdom and virtue. Wisdom understood the divine economy of goods. Divine economy of goods. So again, those who've been around know I've given this talk before, but so I like to tell my students, you know, a baby is good and a ham sandwich is good. But if they're both falling, say, off a pedestal and I rush to save the ham sandwich, that's bad. And that's because as good as a ham sandwich is, a baby is infinitely more good. So this is what's known as God's hierarchy of good. So in Genesis 1, God creates the world and he says, and it was good, and it was good, and it was good, right? But then he creates humanity and he says, and it was very good, right? And it was very good. So there's a hierarchy of goodness. Ham sandwiches are good, but babies are very good, right? Ethnicities, tribes, languages, cultures, and so forth are good. They're all good. But when you start using something that's good to damage something that is also good, like ethnic cleansing, because other ethnicities are good too. When you start doing that, we have a responsibility to step up and say that's bad. What Democrats have done is they have enshrined in our national identity, in many respects, the sanctification of liberation and emancipation. And when it comes to liberating people from slavery, that's a good. When it comes to liberating women from maybe, you know, in a society where they can really contribute their skills and talents and so forth, we're saying, no, you got to stay home because that's just the way we've been doing it for 1,000 years. You know, that's a good. Trad wife, as Hannah would want me to say, trad wife fully affirmed, right? Traditional wife fully affirmed, no question. But if a woman wants to do something, that's good. You know, you name it, that's all good. But when we start using our liberalism to trash faith, family, freedom, that's the way we understand what liberalism is. A true liberalism is a freedom for the ability to do what we ought to do, to what we're called to do. It's not just simply a freedom from, a negative freedom. When liberalism is used to destroy those institutions, those true good and beautiful institutions that gave us our sense of liberalism in the first place, then it becomes very, very bad. And that's in effect what Democrats have done. And they believe that, and the way our society is structured, to be liberal is by definition the highest form of good. To be emancipated from oppressive structures is the highest form of good. But now we're calling good things oppressive, like family, like gender, and so on, right? And that's where it becomes very, very bad. And so, yes, they have to be extremely creative in trying to hide very bad motives behind a veneer of virtue. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.